You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five biggest games in college football every single week. Then we get to the best of the rest. Mike, we start with Fox's Big Noon Kickoff, a brand Michigan, number four in the country. They are minus 17 hosting the Maryland Terrapins. You've been looking at this number, drawing conclusions based on the movement, but it's at 17 time of taping. Your thoughts on what we know about Michigan, which is not very much.
How about
and,
zero?
And what this matchup actually, you know, what you think could happen here.
I was, all right, so we talked about this on the Monday recap episode and look ahead episode. A, the number came out looking small. Mm-hmm. I really expected 21.5, 22.5, and then the market would dictate. Remember.
So play Michigan.
Well, all right, first of all, you need to take it easy. You're ultra aggressive. Confidence is a little shaken. Just relax. I think for me, what's been interesting is everybody's on Michigan, yet this number actually dipped down to 16.5 for a moment. Mm-hmm. And I don't, again, guys, by the time this hits tomorrow, I don't know, but this thing has just sat there.
So you think shy of 17 is telling us something?
I think all of it is telling us something because the reality is no team, this is factual, no team has been worse at covering the number because of overinflated spreads the last 20 years than Michigan. It's a big brand. It's a proud program, a massive fan base, and they never cover. And when you look at this game, 90% of the tickets, courtesy of the Action Network, 90% of the tickets, 75% of the money is on Michigan. And yet that line sits there and went down this morning to 16.5. Maryland's 10% of tickets, 28% of money. Now, look, I watched Maryland SMU. Did not come away impressed. I thought the Maryland defense was better than it's been. You've got stats. It couldn't be worse. Michigan on paper, love the offensive line. Love the running back double dip with Donovan Edwards, Blake Corum. Uh-huh. Tight ends, wide receivers, check, check. Defense I know nothing about. New coordinator, tons of new players, and they've faced your local high school. If I were running red hot right now, would I take a flyer on Maryland? Yes, but full disclosure, I don't allow myself to bet against Michigan. For people who don't know who the hell I am or you are, or we're based out of Detroit. I did go to Michigan State. I do hate Michigan with the fire of 1,000 suns. So I just ban myself from betting against Michigan. The only thing I allow myself to do is bet on them. That way, when they win, which I don't like, I at least make money. It's sick. I think Maryland's actually the side, but I will not play this.
You know, I think Michigan's the side. I'm not going to play it either because I just don't think we know very much about Michigan.
Everything I said to you, and it still doesn't.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Maryland last year lost Big Ten games by an average of 17 points a game. Oof. Do you think Michigan's better than an average Big Ten team playing at home? Let me go a step further. Maryland, as recently as last year, lost to the big boys by 32 points a game. I'm talking Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State, Iowa.
Yeah.
When they play not the bottom feeders, it gets ugly in a hurry. You want a recent history on Maryland playing anybody with a pulse? Go back. Look at this last season. Go back to 2019 when there were fans in the stands. They're giving up 50 to Nebraska. They're giving up 50 to just about everybody they play. They've given up the most points in conference last season and in 2019. They don't play any defense, Mike, so the Michigan can get to 40 and cover this spread.
That's not true necessarily. All I'm saying, I have to give them credit. They held SMU to 27 points. That's an SMU team that's putting up 500 yards offensively.
Stylistically, a very different team than they're going to face in Michigan.
Agree totally. But what do we know about Michigan's defense when you play UConn, Colorado State, and Hawaii?
No, that's
you
the,
know nothing.
That's the side that you talk about, when are we going to start learning stuff about Michigan? We'll learn about J.J. McCarthy when they go to Iowa in 2 weeks. We'll learn a little bit about Michigan's defense when they face a real offense this week in Maryland. I think they've got a good passing attack.
It's a lean on Maryland. I am with you. It's way too much variance. I think, you know what, here, I said this Monday. Let me say it one more time to be clear. I think Michigan could be the team we're not talking about that is a playoff team, that is better than Ohio State, that could be the team.
Well, then if you think that, then 17 is a gift.
Could be. But when you've played high school's homeless shelter and a jazz band, a.k.a. Colorado State, Hawaii, and UConn, Jim, I can't do it. I warned you about this last week. Okay. I told you you were flying into the sun with that Nebraska pick. By the way, the ornament is gorgeous. That L on the forehead is tremendous.
Great stuff.
No, I'm going to pass on it. I like to tell people, we give you, I think, a lot of picks.
Yeah.
Maybe too many. Huh. But I don't think it's fair to just say, well, no opinion. No. You have a podcast.
No, you lean one way or another. In other words, if people really want to bet this game, we give them an inclination. I lean Maryland. Michigan.
And again, I don't think Maryland's going to win the game, but I'd lean Maryland. All right, let's get to the next one because I've had enough.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.